This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. The director of Atlanta's High Museum of Art has announced his retirement. Michael Shapiro has been working with the High's leadership team for the past 20 years and 15 years as the director. Earlier today, he sat down with WABE's Lois Reitzes to talk about his departure. She began by asking him, why now?
Well, it's just a matter of time. You know, and I turned 65 in a couple of weeks, and then in a few weeks after that, it will be my 20th year at the museum. And frankly, when I turned 60 nearly 5 years ago, I thought, 65 and 20, that sounds like a natural time to give someone else a shot.
So when you were 60, you thought, 65 sounds like a nice benchmark, and I'll retire. But here you are turning 65, and the Woodruff Arts Center is in this turmoil. What does that mean for you and the WAC?
First of all, I don't think the Arts Center is in turmoil. I mean, there certainly is a challenge, a substantial challenge, and that's a challenge that many major cities, many major orchestras are facing in different ways. But the fact of my announcement coinciding with this particular situation and moment in time is purely coincidental. This decision has its own trajectory rooted in my own personal biography.
Michael, by all important measures, you have had tremendous success at the High. Which make you most proud?
I think there are three parts to it. So which can be, include multiple things. So the which would be amazing exhibition programs, partnerships with great museums around the world. And so we got great stuff from around the world and are continuing to do that. And people responded. And then, of course, acquiring art, whether by gift or by purchase. We've nearly doubled the size of the museum's collection. And qualitatively, it's a huge increase as well because, for example, I think 40% of the works of art on view at the museum have been acquired during my time there.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I get to see a lot of friends on the walls of the museum and on pedestals of the museum. And the third component, it was architecture. And that was a source and is a source of tremendous satisfaction. In fact, I walk through the museum and in most of the buildings, I think this wasn't here before me. And we're a much more robust museum physically in terms of our endowment, in terms of our reach nationally and internationally and locally as well. So we're a more mature institution. And I think it'll be great to watch and see others take it to an even higher level.
How is a replacement chosen? This seems a daunting task.
We're going to do it by lottery. It's going to be an amazing, innovation, really. You know, there'll be a search committee. The normal way is a search committee will be formed of board members, and there'll be probably a headhunter or an executive search person, if you want the fancy term, who will work with them. And it'll be a national and perhaps international search.
Will you have input?
No. It's best to keep those. It's kind of like you have the legislative and the judicial. You kind of want to keep
separation of powers.
Yeah, separation of powers. Yeah.
What's your next destination?
I think probably our house in Ansley Park later today, but we don't have any plans. We really, truly do not have any plans. We've lived here happily for 20 years. We like our house. Our daughter lives here. You know, we're comfortable. We don't have any plans to move. But the idea of adding value to the field in some way is very appealing to me. And Will there be a next step? My wife says, yes, there will be.
What does she hope that step will be?
She just knows that I'm not going to come to a full stop. But we don't know what that will be or what that mix might be. And that is kind of thrilling to have an unstructured vista ahead. I think of at least museums and perhaps other institutions as in archaeological terms. So there's a sedimentary layer that'll be the Shapiro layer, and then there'll be another layer. And I think the more interesting institutions have interesting people who contribute different strengths over a period of time. And frankly, you get an incrementally better institution, at least a better collection with those different perspectives.
The director of Atlanta's High Museum, Michael Shapiro, talking with WABE's Lois Reitzes about his retirement. His official final day will be July 31st, next year, 2015. This is City Cafe.